This audio narrative is copyright of motherslust.com. This story is 100% fiction. All characters are over the age of 18.
Chapter 3. It was obvious Arlene was miserable. As she caressed her sister, she wondered why it had taken so long for them to discover themselves. Each was hot-blooded and apparently always had been, but concealed it. Still, as Arlene had said, there had been little signs, little hints, a word there and a word here, but both of them had missed it. Peggy wondered if she had let her sister lick her cunt when they had been girls, if she had known Arlene had felt her up as she slept. She decided she probably would have. She had been such a hot little ass in those days, and the heat was still there. Yes, Peggy thought, she would have let Arlene suck her cunt. Perhaps she would have returned the favor, but her face between Arlene's thighs. It would probably have been better than jacking off horny boys and suffering with need herself. At least that way, she could have enjoyed orgasms without resorting to her own fingers. Her hand rested on Arlene's tit. She felt it moving as her sister breathed. She cupped the tit, kissing Arlene's forehead tenderly. Arlene moaned softly and pushed her tit into Peggy's hand firmly, sliding it under Peggy's palm. "Peggy, you're not ashamed, are you?" Arlene asked in a soft, hesitant voice. "No way, Arlene," Peggy said. "I needed it as much as you, you know." Arlene ran her hand up Peggy's skirt, hugging her hips. Peggy murmured softly and began to fondle Arlene's tit, squeezing it, teasing the nipple with her thumb. She moved her hand down into the blouse and bra, closing her hand over her sister's breast. It felt strange, holding a tit that wasn't her own, but she found it exciting. She stroked and squeezed, making her sister purr softly. Her other hand moved beneath Arlene's skirt, sliding up the soft, satiny flesh of her thigh.